This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Evan Gibbs is the Director of Research and Development for Callaway Golf. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show, I had the pleasure of hitting their new Rogue driver last week, and I loved it. Wanted to find out more. It is a pleasure to welcome Evan Gibbs to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Evan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for doing this. Tell me how you went down this path. Did this happen because of golf, or did this happen because of engineering? How did you end up being the director of R&D at Callaway?
Kind of both, actually. I've always had a passion for sports, and got a graduate degree in engineering, and was lucky enough to pair the two together.
Did always? I mean, were you in some other line, or was it golf right from the start?
No, I've actually, this was my first job straight out of graduate school about 18 years ago, and haven't left.
Good for you. Good for you. How is it different? How is the job different than when you started?
Well, the industry is quite a bit different. You know, the technology has grown so much. Our analysis capability, our simulation capability, the way we test products has progressed so much. And, you know, the consumer has changed so much, too. You know, a lot of consumers now have access to measurement systems like TrackMan. I feel like the golfers are kind of more engaged into the science behind it, and a lot more knowledgeable. So it's definitely changed a lot over the years.
The knowledge, is that a good thing or a bad thing that we have more of that, Evan?
It's both. I feel sometimes we can know a little bit too much. It gets in our heads a little bit. But, no, I think, you know, consumers are smarter, and it allows us to you know, our technologies to resonate with them, I think.
Well, you mentioned TrackMan. You mentioned the new technology. As I mentioned in the beginning, I had the chance to hit the Rogue last weekend with TrackMan.
Okay.
Tell me how something new starts. Tell me the genesis of when you guys are beginning to create something new, a new club.
So we've got an innovation group in R&D that kind of focuses on developing new technologies, maybe not specific to any one product. They're looking at new materials, new processes, so that's kind of an ongoing process. And then my group is kind of in the product design, and, you know, we'll start, you know, well over a year in front of the product, starting to look at the design. And that really starts from, you know, looking at our current products, figuring out ways that we can make them better, things that we did well that we want to make sure we do again. It's a lot of listening, to consumers, to our tour players, getting feedback from them on again, ways we can make our clubs better, and then using our advancements in technology to help create better performing products.
You make a great point. When does it? The Rogue driver is the next generation, I guess, of the jailbreak technology. So,
right.
So how do you know when you go another generation, and how do you know it's time for something entirely new? Is that how much of that is organic, and how much of that is created?
Yeah, I mean that's really the challenge in club design is you know, knowing when to bring new technologies, and I think part of it. You know, we were very fortunate with Jailbreak. You know, that was several years in the making. It was a really breakthrough technology in terms of really fundamentally changing how the golf club behaved at impact. And that was a, you know, huge part of the success of the Epic driver last year. So, you know, unfortunately, we don't have those breakthroughs every single year, but, you know, we try and make improvements on every product. And with Rogue, we were able to not only take the jailbreak technology and make some subtle improvements on it, but really combine that ball speed advantage you saw with Epic with a ton more forgiveness. And that's what sets the Rogue driver apart.
We're talking with Evan Gibbs. He is the Director of Research and Development for Callaway Golf. Well, you've kind of gone down this path, Evan. What delineates Rogue? What makes it so different than what has come before?
So first and foremost, it's got jailbreak technology. That's, like I said, our breakthrough technology. It's a ball speed technology. It was introduced in Epic. It's been improved for Rogue, and that's what really generates all the ball speed and distance that you see on these products. But on Rogue, the focus was on forgiveness. So we have three distinct models. We have a standard model, which is kind of our most forgiving. It's got a pretty neutral ball flight. Then we have a draw specific model. This thing is awesome. This is really targeted for slicers, for players who struggle to turn the ball over. And it really has a lot of shot shape correction, so it minimizes the amount of side spin. And again, for those players who really struggle turning the ball over and tend to slice it to the right, this thing is awesome. It'll straighten out their shot and combine that with all the ball speed advantage of jailbreak. And then lastly, there's a Sub-Zero model, also very forgiving, but really targeted for players looking to reduce the amount of backspin. For a lot of players, this is a key part of getting more distance. A lot of players who tend to swing kind of down and across it generate too much spin. It's also for players with pretty high head speeds who tend to just generate too much backspin. So really three dedicated models for targeting different types of players.
Were you on the range last Saturday? What I learned was too much spin. I learned I spin it too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's a common problem. You know, a lot of players, like I said, based on their attack angle, based on their head delivery, or based on their head speed, tend to generate too much backspin. And that can be a real key factor in getting more distance. Part of this is getting fit properly, but also having a club with a low enough center of gravity that helps reduce the amount of backspin.
Are we, Evan, moving away from the manipulation of the drive? I mean, you mentioned three different kinds of Rogue drivers. Are you seeing us beginning to move away from drastic manipulation of a particular driver?
You know, I think we still see the value in both. You know, we still have the Epic driver, which has a little bit more adjustability, tends to give a little bit more versatility and kind of fine-tuning of trajectory and shot shape. With Rogue, we don't have as much adjustability, but by doing so, it allowed us to kind of push certain performance characteristics to their extreme. So, again, I think there's a place in the market for both and a consumer type that values both.
Is there a time in your job, Evan, I guess when you guys are creating something new, And you're going through some sort of testing phase, and maybe average recreational golfers such as those at Callaway are hitting the club. Does there come a time, Evan, when it's the first time, you know, a professional gets it in their hands and you're there and you get to see that level of player hit the club for the very first time?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the most rewarding parts of my job, is not only to see the products that we design in the hands of consumers, but in the hands of the best players in the world, and to see their reaction and to see what these products can do for them at that elite level. I mean, you know, these guys are looking for every advantage possible. And so, you know, to be able to address some of their needs and help them play better is definitely very gratifying.
When you develop something like Rogue, are they part of the process? Do they come along for it? Or are there situations where they really, for the first time, are hitting the finished product and it's really a wow factor?
No, we try to incorporate tour feedback as a major part of our design and development process. So we're out there early on showing them different shapes. And then as we start prototyping, you know, we'll bring out prototypes to different events or go to certain players' houses. allow them to hit it and really make them a part of the process. And I think that's something they enjoy as well, so that when they hit that final product, they feel like they were a part of it, part of the design, and had some input. And then, you know, sometimes there's opportunities to make, you know, special versions for tour if their needs don't quite align with the commercial needs. So they're definitely heavily involved.
Well, as I mentioned, there's always a lot of talk about something new, always a lot of hype around something new, but it really was eye-opening when I picked it up last week and hit it for the very first time. He is Evan Gibbs. He is the Director of Research and Development for the folks at Callaway Golf, brand new driver, the Rogue. Evan, thanks for doing this. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
We'll talk again. Thank you.
All right.